The first reading is taken from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Jesus Christ Jesus, for in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God, thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. The reading is John chapter 1, verses 29 to 42. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." And then John gave this testimony: "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and testify that this is the Son of God." The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. And turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" And they said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." And so they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John said about him and who had followed Jesus. And the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We've found the Messiah. That is the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Please sit down. So this is Joe. Are you going to be...
I'm going to stand here.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine. I think the sight line would be better up here. Everyone can see you from there. Okay. So if you haven't met Joe is our wonderful families worker. And what's the main area of your ministry?
So I get to lead all the fun stuff, actually. So that's the joy of what I do. ARC, Messy Church, going to schools, talk to children, all about Jesus.
So really, a really important ministry that's looking outwards. Particularly excited about your work in the schools.
Yes.
And Messy Church, growing?
Absolutely, yes. I think our last one was 120 and 138 before that. So,
Wow. Our
catering team have their work cut out.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of doubled in size, perhaaps in the last year and a half. And I know some of your wonderful team are here.
They are.
Thank you for everything you do if you help in Messy Church. And ARC is going well?
ARC is going really well. Lots of new faces this week, lots of babies to cuddle.
Lovely.
It's always good fun.
And the other massive thing you do is she runs Holiday Club.
I do.
She is the Holiday Club supremo.
Sorry.
So there we go. Bless you. Look forward to
Thank you.
Your talk. Thank you.
Thanks. So it's a joy to be here. Thank you so much. This is slightly out of my comfort zone, a whole new experience, and I'm excited for it. So today I come and bring this message. It's the third week of Epiphany, and so my title is Come and See, and it's an invitation for us all. So let's take a moment to think about what we might hear, you know, when we might hear the words come and see. How might they be said? Are they words filled with dread or excitement? Just recently, I was working on something that needed my deep concentration when I suddenly heard from downstairs Tom calling to me, "Joe, come and see this." There was something in his tone and his slightly higher pitched voice that made me curious. I knew Tom well enough to trust him and to trust his invitation. He wouldn't be inviting me to come and see something that I wasn't going to enjoy. So I put aside the irritation and I stepped down the stairs. But as I went, my heart lightened and I couldn't wait to see what was in the invitation. As I walked out the front door, there my neighbor was, and in his hands was the tiniest bundle of fluff. It was a gorgeous poodle puppy. My heart melted. It was gorgeous, and we all marveled for that moment on that one single factor. The world stood still, and we enjoyed the creation of that puppy. In our reading in John, there is an extraordinary come and see moment. And we're going to talk a bit more about that today. It is filled with such excitement and joy and eager anticipation. John the Baptist is reflecting here on the single most incredible moment of his life, the baptism of Jesus. John's excitement must have been infectious because he expresses his invitation to come and see Jesus. His disciples leave and follow Jesus instantly. Not only that, but they invite others along to do the same. The encounter they have with Jesus is life-changing. I would like to suggest that there are three key points to take from this scripture and to make this come and see invitation just as relevant to us today and those in our world around us. Those points are to know God's word, to know your role, and to know who Jesus is and who we are in him. Let's explore these together. Firstly, to know God's word. I believe this is twofold. Through written word of scripture and spoken word that we receive in our hearts through the work of the Holy Spirit. In verse 29 to 31, John the Baptist says, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Here, John knew the scriptures and rooted his teaching in them. He knew the prophecies of old and recognized the come and see invitation for himself. And when he finally saw it, he was now extending that invitation to others. Knowing scripture means we get to know God more deeply and understand his ways and promises for our lives. Then there is the word of God spoken to us through the Spirit of God. There's a throwaway line, I feel, that jumps out at me a bit in verse 33, where John says, "And I did not know him." John was Jesus' cousin, yet somehow it hadn't been revealed to John that Jesus was the Messiah up till now. I'm left with so many questions here, which may have to wait to be answered another time. But one thing is really clear, though. God had told John that there would be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. John trusted God's word and waited for this come and see moment. And then he drew others into that moment with him by testifying about it to others. He said, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, But the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and I have testified that this is the chosen one." You see, John trusted God's word and the invitation to come and see. We did not know how long John had to wait for that to come to pass. But when it did happen, John recognized it, accepted it, and then extended the invitation to others. The scriptures are full of come and see moments and invitations that await us all. His written and his spoken word is powerful. Do we know the word of God? Secondly, to know our role. John was a well-known preacher with his own following and disciples. But he did clearly know at the heart of all of that what his role was. And that was to pave the way for Jesus. He did just that in verse 36 to 37. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus instantly. John had paved the way for them. He had taught them all they needed to know, that when that come and see invitation became clear to them, they just followed. However, following goes much, much deeper. When Jesus saw John's two disciples, he asked, "What do you want?" Here, I believe that Jesus was testing their motives. He wanted to see if they knew and understood what their role was to play. We too need to be open to this question from Jesus. Why are we following Jesus? They answered, "Rabbi," which means teacher. Through this, Jesus recognized the desire of their hearts. The use of the word rabbi meant that they wanted to learn and follow the one who could teach them. As they followed, they too extended the come and see invitation to others. Andrew invited his brother Simon, and the ripple effect of that invitation was enormous. John knew his role was to lead others to Jesus. John's disciple recognized that the invitation to come and see was being extended to them, and they grasped it with joy, anticipation, and excitement. Then they extended it to others. I wonder, do we really know our role? And finally, to know who Jesus is and who we are in him. You see, the disciples did recognize who Jesus was. They said he was the Lamb of God in verse 36, the Messiah in verse 41, and the Son of God and King of Israel in 49. What was easily said in words, though, had to be worked out in life experience. Words of faith can come easily, but it's living by faith that becomes harder. Yet that's what deepens our understanding of who Jesus is. This is a lifelong invitation to come and see. We are continually invited to follow the greatest teacher and role model of all. That's Jesus. And then we're invited to know who we are in him. You see, Andrew invited his brother Simon to come and see Jesus. Jesus spotted something in Simon and renamed him Peter. He calls us all by name. We don't all have name changes, but we do have a name. Peter had to grow into the meaning of his name, the rock, as we all do. See, a few years ago, I was going through a really hugely challenging time. I felt completely lost. I had no idea who I was in my own life, let alone who Jesus was and the role that I had to play for him. I did know I was Jo, the wife, the mum, the daughter, the sister, the teacher, the Christian. But who was Jo really? One day, I heard myself crying out in anguish, "Who am I? What is my name?" And I felt a deep stirring from within me. And I felt God say these words over me. very clearly. Your name is Warrior Princess. Wow. I was kind of taken a little bit by surprise, and actually, which is slightly worrying, I was driving the car at that point, and I don't quite know how I managed to get home, because tears just started just falling down my face. And I felt God lay on my head a crown, and he said, "You are a daughter of the Most High King." And he put a sword in my right hand and a shield in my left. And he said, "Stand, mighty warrior. Stand for my glory. Stand, warrior princess. Come with me and let me see what life with me is all about." You see, from that moment, I can't say I always feel like I'm a mighty warrior princess. But you know what? Something in my heart changed. I knew whose I was. And I then knew who I was. I too, like the disciples, was to accept the words spoken over me and choose to follow Jesus. I too, like John, was to extend the invitation to others and point others to Jesus. I had to learn who Jesus was to me and who I was in him. I wonder, do we all know who Jesus is and what our name is in him? As we close, we may remember here that the greatest come and see moment ever seen and witnessed was seeing Jesus come and then be baptized, and to see that as a role model for each and every one of us. As we recognize that most important part, our role is to follow in step with him, and our role is to point others to him. No matter what else we do, may we do that strongly. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you love us and delight in us. Thank you for sending your Son as the ultimate sacrifice so that we can come and see freely who you are and the life you long for us to lead. Help us to live our lives following you. May we come to know the name you have for us, and may we draw others to come and see you too. Amen.